Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate. Cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Okay, Michelle, it is time to reclaim our hormonal balance.
Love it.
It's a topic near and dear to your ovaries, even if you don't have them, those little phantom ovaries out there.
In my case, I don't have any, but that's another story.
Well, there you go. So Dr. Sarah Gottfried is a board-certified obstetrician and gynecologist, Harvard-trained integrative medicine physician specialist, and is talking to us today from Berkeley, California, which is her base of operations. She is the author of The Hormone Cure, which is a national bestseller and is just coming out in paperback this week. Dr. Gottfried, welcome to Her Radio, and we want to get to it. And that means we have a question for you. Women have a real problem with this issue of hormonal balance at almost any age, right? We need several tips and an understanding about how to be able to do this. So, Dr. Gottfried, help us.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Peek. I'm so happy to be with you today and with Michelle. Hi, Michelle. Well, here's where I would start. I really think that when it comes to women, hormones, and the symptoms that make us crazy, that we need to figure out together the root cause. Because the problem is, if you just start throwing sleeping pills and an antidepressant and birth control pills at the problem, it's not going to work. So we need to figure out the root cause. And so what I like to do is to figure out the source of why your hormones are out of whack. I've got a quiz that you can use for that. You can also use my questionnaire. That's on page 24 of my book. So that's where I recommend starting. Like, start by seeing which hormones are out of whack. And I've got a funny little metaphor for you. Can I rock that right now?
You can rock it right out of the hole.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Well, you got to have fun when it comes to hormones. I think we can all agree to that. And so when I looked at my last 20 years of taking care of patients, I realized that there were three main hormones that get out of whack. And those three hormones I've nicknamed the hormonal Charlie's Angels. And they are cortisol, estrogen, and thyroid. Those are the three you really want to focus on. So I would say begin by looking at whether you're high or low with those three hormones.
Okay, could we say that Charlie, as part of the angels, is the testosterone, maybe?
Now, you sound like you really love testosterone, and I do, too. You know, many of us are driven by one hormone in particular. Testosterone is really important, but it turns out that cortisol is really the boss. So cortisol is actually one of those Charlie's angels. Charlie, I would say, is more your brain, like especially the lower brain, the part of your brain, you know, it's called the hypothalamus, the pituitary, the amygdala, the place where you perceive threat, whether it's there or not.
That makes
sense. I've spent a lot of time in my laboratory at the National Institutes of Health looking at cortisol, and especially its relationship with fat distribution, especially the inside of the belly. One of the things that is very interesting about cortisol, which everyone out there may know is stress hormone, is that, one, it's essential for life. If you didn't have it, you couldn't live. But, two, when you have it chronically elevated or you're on a roller coaster ride of anxiety and fretting and worry, and actually women don't worry, they pre-worry. I mean, we worry about not worrying too much. And it just goes on and on. Well, I think a lot of people don't realize that the cortisol also has a very strong relationship with estrogen, and it tends to tag along. And if estrogen is waxing and waning, going through its changes, then cortisol is also changing, and it affects the rest of the balance, especially if you're stressed out of your mind. So, Dr. Gottfried, help us understand how we know. Very simply, you know, women out there want to know, look at the Charlie's Angels here, cortisol, estrogen, and thyroid. how do they know whether or not they're chaotic and out of range? Simple things they can do.
What I would recommend is that you start by looking at your symptoms. So one thing you can do is you can go to my free quiz, which is thehormonecurebook.com/quiz, thehormonecurebook.com/quiz. So that's one option. That's quick and easy and free. I'll give you a few of the symptoms. You mentioned them so beautifully, Dr. Peek. You talked about, you know, feeling stressed out of your mind, the pre-worry that you talked about, and that fat distribution. You know, I think a lot of women don't realize that the muffin top that they accumulate in their mid-30s on up is related to cortisol, because you have four times as many cortisol receptors in your belly fat compared to fat elsewhere. Some of the other symptoms, common ones I see, and Dr. Peek, I don't know if you've seen this as well, but 91% of the women in my practice have a problem with cortisol. So what are some of those symptoms? Well, feeling like you're constantly racing from one task to the next, feeling wired yet tired, having a hard time calming down before bed or getting a second wind that keeps you up late, difficulty sleeping, the pre-worry you talked about, memory lapses. All of these are the symptoms that I see my patients struggling with. And the cool part is that, just as you were describing, you know, cortisol kind of runs the show, and it can influence all your other hormones, including estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, DHEA, the whole lineup. And it turns out that it's easier to get your hormones back into balance than it is to live with the misery of these hormones being out of balance. So should we talk about some of the ways we can do that?
Yes. Let's do that right now.
Okay, good. Well, what I did in my book, I mean, you can kind of tell that I'm a bit of a geek. I wanted to go through the best evidence, because we've got a checkered past. I think we can all agree to that. We have a checkered past when it comes to women and synthetic hormones. So I really think we've got to have the best evidence behind any tips that I recommend. I use a three-step protocol. The first step is called the Gottfried protocol. The first step is to fill in nutritional gaps and to make targeted lifestyle changes. So this means improving your food, eating more wild-caught salmon, for instance, which lowers your cortisol levels. Drinking less coffee. You know, a lot of women have their upper in the morning, coffee, and then their downer in the night, wine. And we've got to limit those, because wine also raises your cortisol, as does coffee. Step two is to take proven botanical therapies. Step three is to take bioidentical hormones, but ideally at the lowest dose and for the shortest duration. Now, some of the botanicals that help with cortisol include rhodiola. That's one of my favorites. Holy basil. So these are some of the botanicals that I recommend.
All right. And then when we're looking at this whole thing, I mean, these are great ideas about taking better care of oneself and perhaps using some natural supplements as well. What about other things that you can do to be able to find out whether or not you are in trouble? Measurements. How do you measure the cortisol, estrogen, and thyroid? What are the easiest things a woman can do out there? Very simply, well, I'm going to answer this question very easily, and that is that, you know, you need to see an appropriate physician, like an integrative specialist like yourself. Get that thyroid profile done, the estrogen profile, and as well cortisol. We want to thank Dr. Sarah Gottfried, the author of The Hormone Cure, for being with us today. Thank you so very much. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
Thank you, Dr. Gottfried. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.